The Burt Show.
All the signs were there yesterday, and for maybe the first time in my life, I actually listened to them, and I did something that I have never done before, and this morning I'm so happy I did it. You ever have one of those days where you just can't focus on any one thing at all?
You're scattered.
All over the place. Like your body feels tired, your mind is tired, and you just feel like you're stuck in quicksand.
Yeah.
Right?
All the time.
It's why I took a 2-hour nap yesterday.
Okay, well, building on that for just one second, okay? So, you know, I'll have these from time to time, but I always grind through it. Like, I will always tell myself, look, it's better for me to go to the gym and get through all of this. Just move a little bit and I'll have better focus in the afternoon. But yesterday, my body was tired. My mind was tired. I have all of these fitness gadgets because I will always talk myself out of believing my body. Like if my body's tired and my mind is tired, I'm like, ah, oh, it's not that bad. I'll just go to the gym and it gets worse, right? So I have these gadgets, these fitness gadgets that are telling me you need to take the day off. You have been working out too many days in a row. Your body is tired right now. Don't do anything, right? And I've always not listened to them. So yesterday, I decided to listen to them. And it was one of the most difficult things I have ever had to do in that I put everything away because everything I was doing yesterday was just going through the motions. There wasn't any quality behind it at all. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to take a couple of minutes and I'll watch my favorite TV show. It's 4 in the afternoon. Now, I usually go to bed at 9 o'clock. So my TV time generally is 8 to 9 o'clock. It's only 1 hour a day. So I will make busy work all day long. So long as I'm moving something, I'm doing something, then I keep it moving. So yesterday I'm like, for 5 minutes, I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to listen to my head. I had already made the decision not to go to the gym. So I started to watch a TV show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the most uncomfortable thing that I have ever done. And I felt like such a loser and such a slug. I was doing nothing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just watching TV and just focused on TV. Like no Instagram. I put my phone down. I was just watching TV. I watched commercials.
Whoa.
Yeah. When is the last time you watched commercials? Because usually when those come on like Amazon, Amazon Video, Prime, I will just
fast forward.
Yeah.
Wait to the moment you can skip.
Well, sometimes you can't skip, so you have to do something. You're not going to just sit there at a screen and watch commercials. Let's say you're on TikTok or whatever. So at 4 o'clock, my 5 minutes turned into 10 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, I think I can do this, but I'm still, my mind's all over the place. And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to watch the show, at least one show, and then I'll get back to work. The one show is over and it ended really, really well. And I'm like, well, damn, now I got to see what happens in the next show. This is Goliath I was telling you guys about. So I sat through another one and another one and another one.
Good for you.
I laid in bed yesterday from 4 o'clock on doing nothing but watching television.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And I fought it the entire time, but found myself getting tired at 7:50 last night, which never, ever happens. I immediately took my Lunesta because I felt like the window was open. I took it. I was out by 8 o'clock, 8:05. And this is so rare for me. I slept through the night mostly. I woke up one time, slept through the night. My alarm woke me up, which never happens. And I woke up this morning feeling like I had slept for 25 years. I feel great today.
And you listened to your body. How crazy is that?
Look, the fight of not doing anything for me is so real that I felt like such a loser. I almost got up and called my therapist saying, like, I think I'm depressed because I was in bed just doing nothing. And these have always been the signs to me, like when you're not doing anything and you feel sluggish.
No, that is rest. Like for
to
some,
me, there's like signs of depression.
Well,
man.
No, if you do that, if you're doing that for months on end, then yes, you're going to have to look deeper. But to have a day off, and I don't know what was in the air because I was sitting on the couch. I felt my body getting heavy. I never take naps. Naps are not my thing. I just don't. But my body and my mind were just exhausted. And they were like, You need to lay down. So I went upstairs to the bedroom. I laid down. I put on the television. And then I was like, no, I don't need I need to sleep. I turned the TV off. I rolled over and I slept for 2 hours.
And this was at what time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I got up. I looked at my phone and it said 6. And I was like, where am I?
What year is it?
Right?
I have the same mentality that Bird has in that I go, go, go. Never rest. Never stop. But recently I started listening to my body because I feel like the older you get, the more you really know when your body is telling you to rest. And yeah, man, that when you can finally allow yourself to get that rest, even if it's for one day, it's a game changer.
So if you're not sleeping, right, are there times, and this is a legit question, are there times where you guys will just watch TV for 4 hours?
Yes.
And do nothing?
Yes, and the difference between you and I don't feel bad about it.
I used to feel bad about it. I've come along on the other side now.
You don't feel bad about it?
Not at all.
Do you do this?
I'll feel a little guilty, and I think what's hard about our job and what I've had to remind myself is that for 4 o'clock for the average person, if they're just watching TV in the afternoon, like maybe, yeah, they should be doing something. I forget that our 4 p.m. is like most people's 8 or 9 p.m.
Right.
Because we get off so early that we feel like we had this entire day that it's like, well, why wouldn't I do more things?
But cram as much stuff in as possible.
Yeah, do as much as possible. But reality is like if you're watching TV at 4, it's probably because your body's ready for bed because, you know, you got up at 4 a.m.
There was so much guilt involved because I know there are people busting their ass at Pioneer, which is my podcasting network. And here, I know you guys are doing show prep and Bert's Big Adventure also. And here I am, the leader of all these things, is just watching TV at 4 o'clock in the I almost wanted to apologize to everybody.
You're allowed when to you have put, a life. No, when you put it that way, you should feel bad.
Apology accepted.
The Bert Show.